Okay. Okay, go.
Two days ago, the anniversary of the creation of the world. On Monday, Jorge Elu God made the world. On Rosh Hashanah, we will say Hayom Harat Olam. Today is the birthday of the world. But not the physical world. Hayom Harat Olam is the little world, the Olam Katan, the little world of man. I'd like to share with you an Elul Rosh Hashanah message that speaks to this world, this little world that each of us, alone and of course together, make up a world. Lama nivra adam yichidi. All biological species were made in large numbers. Only man was created alone. To tell you that's a fair reason to make a world 6 days ago, because I have one man, and for one man it takes to have a world. Halakha kama v'kama, to have a world for multitudes of people. I'd like to begin with what should be a well-known question on the Rambam, yet I've never seen anyone ask the question. The Rambam in Hilchos Teshuva, Perek Gimel, Halacha Daled, Rambam, I'm sure you all know, Af al pi shetkiyat hashofar b'Rosh Hashanah zeret hakosevu. The great kavanah you're supposed to have when you hear shofar blown is, I'm doing what God said. So Mitzvah Hashem, that's the greatest kavanah of all. Nevertheless, I'd like to give a reason that Rambam says. Then is Yeshbo. Klomar, Ulu Yishemi Mishinatzem, V'nirdomim Hekitzu Mitardei Matzem, Hipsu ma'aseichem v'chizru b'tshuva. Now there's a special reason why God said to blow shofar Rosh Hashanah, to wake up the sleepers, the dreamers, let you know it's time to do tshuva. Those of you who've been at hotels and had to catch an early train or early plane, ask for a wake-up call. It would be very annoying to be awakened in the morning and find out that the train left yesterday. On Rosh Hashanah, we have a remez of Uvu Yishenu Mishinatzem. It's too late. This Rosh Hashanah especially, you won't blow shofar until Sunday. And as we'll see, Kadosh Baruch Hu has finished his judging man and woman the day before. What are you waking up to? What does Remez Yesh B'Dovah? Had the Rambam made reference to the meaning of the blowing shofar at the beginning of Elul, okay. Even that would be somewhat cutting it close. But on Rosh Hashanah, he speaks not of the mitzvah or the minhag of Tkiyat Shofar, but the mitzvah of Tkiyat Shofar. Af al pi shetkiyat shofar b'Rosh Hashanah gzeiras hakosevu. Now is the time to blow shofar to wake you up. Which seems to be an almost irrelevant comment of the Rambam. Rosh Hashanah, we blow shofar not for everybody. But the Rambam, when he refers to waking people up on Rosh Hashanah, of course it's too late. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Daf Zayin Amud Beis, Gimul Sforim Niftochim B'Rosh Hashanah. Echod Shel Rishon Gimurim. The three lists that Kodesh Baruch Hu has. Rishon Gimurim are those who never heard the sound of Shofar. The deaf, the hard of hearing, deficient in understanding. And then there's the Echot Shel Tzadikim. They have acute hearing. They could hear the sound of last year's Shofar all year. And they are always reminded to do tshuva. Tzadikim Gemurim, then Ichtobim in Ephraim Lialta L'chayim. That's where we get our greeting on Rosh Hashanah. Hashanah Tovah, Tichaseidu, Tichaseimu, La'alta L'chayim. Kind of hopeful wish that God would consider you to be a Tzadik Gomor. Rishon Gemurim, Ichtobim in Ephraim La'alta L'misa. Beinonim, Tzuluyin, Beomdin, Rosh Hashanah, Ad Yom Kippurim. The average, the median, the mode. God hasn't made up his mind yet. So we have time till Yom Kippur. And Rashi explains, Beinonim, Machta al Machta. And Kodesh Baruch Hu evaluates them, comes out that 51% is a passing grade, and they got only 50. God gives them a chance, a kind of a retest, a chance to somehow get an extra point. That you do between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So the wake-up call of Uvu Yishenim Yishenatchem is only for Benonim, for us. Those better than us have it made already. Those worse than us, too late. It's for the Beyonim who are a little bit deficient in their hearing the Kol Shofar all year. Comes Rosh Hashanah and says it's the last call, not the first wake-up call. We wakened you every morning. Little towns in Europe, the Shaman's job was to walk around, knock on every door, and cry out, Sheuf, Sheuf, Savoda Savoli. Awake, awake, to do God's service. And some woke up some days and slept other days. They only got a 50% grade. They couldn't pass the test. Comes Rosh Hashanah and says, Uru Yishene Mishinasa. That's what the Rambam means. The wake-up call is for the average. So the Shom, it's too late. For Tzadikim, they have nothing to worry about. That's what the Rambam means when he completes that halacha in the Rambam and says, the peacock, therefore, Tzorich kol adam sheyira atno parashono ki'ilu chetzio chayo chetzio zakar. Therefore, when you judge yourself, when you look in the mirror and ask yourself, who am I? You have to answer, I'm an average Shmo, Joe, Jane, son of Zipka, Rokaleya, the average. And the average isn't good enough. It's only 50%. Therefore, V'chein kol ha'olam chesur zakai v'chesur chayot. One sin, Hechriya Atatmo, Reskola Olam, Kulo Lakapongo. That one extra sin that didn't let you get past that 50% grade can destroy the world. Also, Mitzvah Achat, reagier et atmo ve salonam kumul kapskus. Uru yishene mishinaschen. The Klai of the Shofar says, Shlomazel, one more mitzvah you couldn't do. One more mitzvah would save you and the whole world, you couldn't do it. Tomorrow in the Rosh Hashanah, speaks of a second judgment of man. What we spoke about now, Chai Chai and Zakai, means plain simple. What will be this coming year? Parnosa, good health, success, and whatever you want to accomplish. But there's another Yom Hadin. This Yom HaDin is referred to by that first Gimel Svarim Niftochim. But then there's a little further, the more continues. Tanya Beishamai Omrim Gimel Kitos Heim LeYom HaDin. There are three classes of people. And Yom HaDin there means already Tchiyas HaNesim. Here's where the big test comes. Who wakes up and who doesn't? Akasha Tzadikim Gemurim, same language. Akasha Rasham Gemurim, Akasha Beidonim. Tzadikim Gemurim, Yechtovim, and Yechtovim Leyalta Lechayolam. Tzadikim wake up right away. Rasham Gemurim, Yechtovim, and Yechtovim Leyalta Lechayolam. They stay where they are. Beinonim yordim legehenim umitzapsifim ve'olim. Rashi explained, what does it mean, umitzapsifim? Soakim ubochim mitok yisurim sho'achas. 1 hour they get a fireside seat. They begin to cry. Ve'olim, for his bochu, then takes them out. That Lahabu is similar to the concept of purgatory. A little bit. Not all the way, but a little punishment. A punishment for being average. Being average is a sin. One of my sons, my younger son, I have his own family now, had a sign from the earliest days over his bed. It's still there. Those who come to our home for Rosh Hashanah will be able to see it. I made a photocopy of it. You can see it. He had the sign over his bed the whole time. To be average scares the hell out of me. To be average means you go to hell. That's at least a little bit. Average is a boast nowadays. It's not a boast. It's a confession of sin. I could only be average. I couldn't do any better. The Zimul says, no, Kadosh Baruch Hu has more chesed than that. The Zimul Omrim, the Rab chesed mato klafi chesed, since the matzah al matzah, God puts his thumb, kabayochol, on the scale, and makes it lean over to the positive side, and they get away with it. My focus, Beshamay Beisilil, is average or failure, but his average requires some kind of special chesed of Kadosh Baruch Hu to get you out. What is it that Gemara is really trying to make you focus on? Anyone who gets 50% on a test when 51 is a passing grade must ask himself, herself, I couldn't do any better. I don't know how many of you people ever made a chesed. When you get a grade back from an exam, how many more minutes of study could have given me another 5 points? Must be some kind of relationship between how much you study and what grades you get. If that's the assumption of a testing program. So you couldn't study 5 more minutes. But surely, surely there was no lack of potential. No one questions that you can do better. It's not that 50% use up all your brain cells were saturated at 50% knowledge level, you couldn't do any better. Of course you could do better. But somehow you didn't realize your potential. Tshuva is for sins. And possibly the greatest sin that a person can commit in this world is not to live up to the potential that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. Time permits, maybe we'll get to it. A little bit of leading edge biological research. Some of you people must have read already about this stem cell. Well, the pluripotential human embryological stem cell. The key word is pluripotential. In November 1998, when it was first discovered. Tremendous, tremendous discovery. That lying in the embryo, actually in the pre-embryo, are a few cells at the 140 cell stage when the egg is divided. So approximately 140 cells. There's a little, like a little pendulum of cells hanging in the middle of the ball. Any one of these cells can become any other cell. You put them in a heart muscle and become a heart cell. Put them in the brain and becomes nerve cells. Put them in the liver and becomes liver cells. And everybody is impressed. A cell that is truly potential can do everything. And let me tell you, not as good as we are. A little cell can become any other cell. Only we can save the world. That cell can't save worlds. We have the potential to do one more mitzvah, the Rambam says, Machia Tatro, Veskola Olam Makavskus. Yeah, you talk about potential. No one has that kind of potential, only man. Why are we short mitzvahs? Why so? They're speaking for people who want to do mitzvahs. How could it be that comes Rosh Hashanah and comes both with judges us, he says, you just made it average. I don't know what to do with you. We'll have to wait for Yom Kippur to see what happens during these 10 days. There's a revealing Medrash Rabbah at the beginning of Parshas Kisese. Medrash Rabbah with Vav Beis. Goes as follows. As you know, Kisese begins with a mitzvah of Shiluah Hakan. The Medrash makes reference to what the Gemara says, that there are two mitzvahs that Kodesh Baruch Hu specify the reward. And they seem to be on either pole of chashivus, of importance in our mind. One mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em, L'man Yadichu Yomecha, and the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan, of chasing away a pigeon before you take the pigeon egg, also L'man Yadichu Yomecha. It doesn't make sense to you that both these mitzvahs should be equated in God's mind, equal. When you get Adichas Yomim for Kibud Av V'Em, one of the most difficult mitzvahs to perform, and this with a shoe of your hand, you get Adichas Yomim. You don't understand, that's what God wanted you to understand, that you don't understand. So that you know that you can't put a price tag on mitzvahs. You don't know what mitzvah is worth, what a mitzvah is worth. The message brings a mushroom.
ומו הדבר דומה למלך ששוחה לו פועלים. The king hired gardeners. If this also was so far they so let him into his gardens, his orchards. No gino lehem masko or shofar beis. Didn't tell them what they're going to get paid. Bad of an evening, payday, he called them in and asked each one, where did you work? One said, Amalei tachat zeh. Zeh? Oh, that's tofo. That's a pepper tree. That's a very choshev tree. For that you get zohu v'echad. Get a gold coin. Kogal akher, eze ilon asito. Where did you work? Amalei, this tree? Oh, that tree? That's 200 zuz. Next one sets a different price. So the union, 1099, or whatever we have here, comes to complain. We all put in a full day's work. Had you told us the price, we would say, no, we only want to work on the pepper trees. We don't work on the other tree. Amala Mamelech, ilu hodati heich hoya kopardi nasa. If I told you the price of each tree, I knew everybody would work only on the pepper trees. I have other trees I need. Pepper trees are valuable trees. I'm willing to pay more for its care. But that's none of your business. I gave you a fair price for your wages. It's a fair wage. For me, this is very choshev, so I gave a higher price. So, kach. Logila Karizboku Matansko and Shal Mitzos. We have 630 mitzvos without which Karizboku's garden will not be worked, will not survive. Karizboku gave a world that has to be cared for, and each mitzvah has a job to do. What Christ God decides, that's his business. We are told you work in God's orchard, that's your job. The story of Chedushi Arim, the Ger Rebbe, one of his Hasidim came to him that things are not going well. His panos is hard to come by, a large family, his children are sick, things are going well for him. That's the Rebbe from Broche. Chedushi Arim said to him, well, next time you say hello, remember the Ona Hashem to say with Kavanah. Some months later, the Chassid returns, didn't work. He said Ona Hashem with great Kavanah, and things haven't changed. The Rebbe asked him, which Ona Hashem did you say with Kavanah? He said, Ona Hashem Moshirno. No. You got it wrong. I meant Ona Hashem Kani Abdecha. That you say with Kavanah. God, I'm your servant. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us we are his servants. You accept that, then Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you wages. The problem of Kol Pardosi Nasa. How do we build a world by doing Kadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvos? That is the task that Kadosh Baruch Hu assigned on Yom HaShishi, on Rosh Hashanah, to mankind. If we failed to get a passing grade on that test, if we got only a 50%, you understand half the world is going to be destroyed. Because Kadosh Baruch Hu gave a world, im lo brisi yomam lo loyla chukos shamayim boos lo samti, except for the mitzvah Hashem, the world would exist. Unless there are people who are doing the mitzvah Hashem, then kol tardosi hecha naso, Kadosh Baruch Hu claimed. How do you expect the world to survive? You know, 50% is not an adequate grade, 51 is a passing grade. I always wondered, in medical school, 85% is a passing grade. What does it really mean, 85% of the fasting day? And you kill 15% of your patients. That's a passing grade. Either 100% for nothing. You have someone's life in your hands. So I didn't remember which drug to use for this condition. Hope is, I assume, you get 85% a few times, and then you go ahead. By the next year, if you took the old test, we get 100%. You hope. Well, that's how we look at Dixos. You can't get a passing grade of 99%, so it means there's a piece of God's garden that will not be tended. And Kadosh Baruch Hu gave a world, and he wants the world just this way. Rambam, in Pei Zayin, of Hilchos Tshuva, after beginning the Rambam with telling you that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave a mitzvah of vidui so that you can confess your sins for mitzvah sasei, mitzvah slow sasei, from the Rambam in Perek Zayin, and sort of backtracks and said, no, I want to change my mind a little bit. Vidui tshuva is not only for mitzvah sasei and lo sasei. It's also for other things. Much other things than mitzvah sasei and lo sasei. Al tomar she'en tshuva ela me'averos she'esh ben ma'aseh. Don't think that you have to do tshuva for acts of commission, things that you did that you shouldn't do. Kibon znus, gezel, gneva. Ela k'she'en she'en tzorich odom loshuv me'elu. Kachu tzorich lechapes b'deos ro sheyesh lo b'loshuv behem. We have to repent from sinful value systems. You're doing nothing wrong, but your value system is wrong, and that's a big aveira. Not mentioned any place. Kind of a composite aveira. What are they? For example, he says, cars. Everybody knows, he's a Kohen. He has a bad temper. And she's a redhead. She has a bad temper. We seem to assume there are certain justifications for bad temper. It's not their fault. It's genetic. Some Brahmins say, it's an aveda. You can't control your temper, that's an aveda. You cannot say, well, that's who I am. That's how God made me. Well, that's how I react. It's also to react that way. Ta'eva. To dislike people, to hate people. Don't do anything. I don't hate them, I don't refuse to give them tzedakah when they ask for tzedakah. They ask for a job, I'll give them a job, but I really hate them. You suffer from people pollution. Minakina, jealousy. Minahosu, at mockery. Some people react socially that way. Derision, mockery, that's just my style, that's how I am. That's how I talk. I don't mean anything by it. You may not mean anything by it, God said it's also. Those are the nidos that came down Torah Shabbat there. It's also for a Jew to have that as a personality trait. Ridikas hamamo. The Hebron Sai Sims, don't think it's Sai Sims, are taught an instinct for the jugular. How to make a lot of money. At least you hope they teach you how to make a lot of money. It's rare to have someone say, now in a booming stock market, I'm going to cash in. I have $5 million in paper profit. You wait long enough, there'll be nothing left anyway. What goes up must come down. But now, I'm going to quit. 30 years old, got $5 million, I'll buy government bonds at 6% interest I can live. No one does it. Why? Because in America, you are praised for having that instinct for the jugular. He has a lot of money, I'll show him I can also have a lot of money. The Kodesh Baruch Hu said that's a bad leader. Sachichim still don't have zippers. You can't take it with you. And if you think you're going to guarantee the future, that's a chetzman amune. It's a lack of faith in Kodesh Baruch Hu. Just remember, next time you leave the bathroom and you make a broche, Shabbat Shalom, Nekovim, Nekovim, Chalulim, Chalulim, Shimi Poseach Echad Mehem, or Yisosei Echad Mehem, Yesha Lamdu Lefnecha, Afilu Shoachas, English, one capillary opens up in the brain, one capillary shuts off in the brain, and you've had it. You're going to guarantee your future? What are you going to guarantee? You need Kodesh Baruch Hu's protection every moment. And Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you have enough to live on, cut it out. There are other things to do than stay up all night and do day trading on the computer. Min ha'kol tzorech lachzor b'tshuva. Why? We can add a few more averos that the Rambam doesn't mention there, but I'm sure he will concur. And that is the Bitul Torah that comes from the Dipas Mamun. There are people, my old Talmidim, Boshem, successful, they come to a Shir on Shabbos. They have a Chavrusa, they learn the Daf Yomi in the morning. Baruch Hashem, they're in such fine financial shape, they can afford to go to a kollel till 1 o'clock every morning, maybe till 3 o'clock every day, and still maintain their business relations. But that's meshugya, I mean. I'm doing well, you don't quit when you're ahead. But what are you giving up for it? And when someone tells you, you know, the pace you're keeping, you're looking for a cardiac event. You can't keep up that pace. And suddenly you start measuring dollars equals years of life. Where's your head? What value system are you using? There are other mitzvos that we give up because of kavod. The Rambam continues, Chedifas Mammon and kavod. Kavod takes many different forms. There's a mitzvah tochacha, the mitzvah to rebuke someone. Because last week in Shabbos we read, Atem Nitzotem Hayom Tuchem Nasei Hashem Arakechem La'al Bukhar B'Bris. As you all were taught, that's the bris of Arevus. That's the bris of mutual obligations. I'm obligated to see that you do mitzvahs. I explained this morning in Shir, that's the way, that's why I can blow shofar in shul and then go to someone's house for someone who's sick and blow shofar again for him. When we have a cloud that a p'tum and a mitzvah cannot be motzi a chiyuv of a mitzvah. I have my mitzvah already. I'm putting my mitzvah. He's still required to the mitzvah. I can't blow for him. Some of the mother says, even though you did your mitzvah, you can be motzi him anyway. Why? Because they have a bris of arevus. If there's one Jew in the world that hasn't heard Tkiya Shofar, my mitzvah is not fulfilled yet. So until every Jew in the world hears Shofar, I still have a chiyuv of Tkiya Shofar. And that puts a tremendous responsibility. Hanisos Hashem Elokeinu. But we have Haniglos. We have that which you know about. Not this Soros. That you're responsible for. That's a very uncomfortable business. I'm in a dormitory and my chaver is smoking. Or in the dormitory and the chavera is smoking. So a new mishigas, smoking among young men is going down in incidence, the smoking among young women is going up in incidence. No one understands it. They don't know that smoking will kill you. No doubt about it. Major cause of cardiac, lung, respiratory problems. Yet it's rare to find, and I'll direct myself to the young women from CERN College, you ever gang up on a girl who's smoking, is tell her, I will not speak to you again if you keep on smoking. It's an issue derisive to smoke. There's a mitzvah, the Shmata Mobin of Shosefem, Pen Tishkach, refers to health reasons, and pen is an alosa say, that's an asay and alosa say. And if I tell you, la halote, it's less of an avera to eat a ham sandwich than to smoke a cigarette. If you saw a friend eating a ham sandwich, you would stop her. You'd tell her, listen, you can't be in Stern College and eat a ham sandwich. But for someone smoking, it's none of my business. It's none of your business because of covers. Because you want to be a good friend. And people don't like when you tell them what they're doing wrong. So you give up a mitzvah Hashem of Ochea Tzachir HaTamisecha. It's not an innocuous desire to be loved. It can lead to others. And there comes a time in a young man, young woman's life, when he has to realize, or she has to realize, you can't be loved by everybody. You have to give up being loved by everybody in order to do mitzvah Hashem. When the thing has to be done, it has to be done. That's part of Kol Pardosi Heichon Nasa, that Kadosh Baruch Hu cries out by not giving you Matan Schor and Shal Mitzvos. I expect you to do what has to be done to keep my garden in good shape. And part of it is to tell a roommate who is not behaving properly, smoking inappropriate social contacts, it cannot be. I will not be your friend if you behave that way. I have a mitzvah I have to fulfill. We've given up those mitzvahs. In the autonomy that dominates the American society, you mind your own business. But Kadosh Baruch Hu said, no, I told you you should mind someone else's business. I'm going to give you a difficult task. Unfortunately, a Talmud this morning in Shia brought in the commentator. You should read before you go to mikveh, not after. After, it's a kind of, even going to mikveh with the commentator would be a tovel v'shevet v'yado. Who let such a thing in to our paper? Human dignity and respect. You'll be thrown so far from this institution that you'll wish you never met a Jew. Which anti-Semite would talk like that and get away with it? Collective guilty, that sometimes doesn't say what? More shocking are the events we have yet to report, doesn't say what? Imagine someone calls up, not saying about a shidduch, you know this boy? I say, yeah, I know this boy. Can you tell me something about him? I have things to tell you about him, but I'm not telling you. That kills a shidduch. Finished. What do you mean you stood in there? Who let us in? There were other people on the board. Who let someone write like that? That there's something wrong with our institution, with yeshiva, so that you'll be thrown so far from the institution that it means that you wish you never met a Jew? Something, all Jews are evil because some teacher gave him a bad mark or whatever, that is bothering him. How did that get in? No one saw it go in? What impact will that have on the outside world? What does it mean? Someone hates me that badly? Because I'm a Jew? Because there's one Jew whom he dislikes, so all Jews are bad, you wish you never met a Jew? Who talks that way? But people saw that go into the editorial. The editorial board, there are people. Who said no? Who said I'll resign from the commentary? You put that in. That's that one avera that you have that's moving you over to Satova.
that puts you below the average. That's chilul b'chas. You fall to the category of Rishon, then the Gemara and Liyata, where you have no hope even till Yom Kippur. Chilul Hashem, Bizoyon, all the evils rolled up into one little editorial. I'd like to know how many of you will take the effort to write a letter and say, Lo Yosek came to Mkomeinu. Pardosi Hechonasa, that's how you're going to fix up my world with that kind of language? Tashat Nitzovim, the Medrash, records the Gemara in Brachos Daf Yud. In short, encapsulated form. The Gemara in Brachos is a little bit late here. Story of Cheskiu HaMelech. That's why it's put in Atin Nitzovim to be read before Rosh Hashanah. The Zohar says, Atin Nitzovim Hayom Kulchem Hayom De Rosh Hashanah. Modern Brachos has it in a little more elaborate form. Vayomer Mehem, I'm reading from the Gemara, Chola Cheskiu Lamus. Another Cheskiu took deathly ill. Vayomer Elov, Yoshua ben Amot Hanovi, Vayomer Elov, Koamar Hashem, Save El Beisho, Ki Ato Mes. Cheskiu, you're a dead man. God said you're dead. Finished. Now Yishaya Hanovi, Novi Emes, doesn't tell a lie, says the name of Hashem, that's it, you've had it. That's why, what did I do so bad? Right? Only Mes, Mes Atol the Lotichia, you die and will not live. Only the best Lotichia, Lotichia of Olam Habo. You're among those who show him to this world, no hope for you, then it. Nechtomim le'alta le'misa, and the olam habo, when it comes to tears of Nathan, you're not getting up. What's so terrible? The lower sakta of the period of Libya, you refuse to marry. That's your big aveda, known as the West Side Syndrome. Hamalei. Yuchazoi, the Ruach HaKodesh, Cheskiu HaMelech was not a Novi, but he had Ruach HaKodesh. I saw that from me will come Menashe, see that I have a Rasham for children, I don't want to marry. And the Novi says to him, none of your darn business. Bana captured the Chmana. What do you mix it in God's business? That's God's business. Your job is to do Mitzvah Hashem. One of the Mitzvahs is fool, you have to have children. You do the best you can. Don't you tell me you know the future and therefore you're modifying God's mitzvos. Doesn't work that way. What does Cheskiu answer him? So, that's the reason. Meaning I got one mitzvah to even the score, another mitzvah to push me over. I still have potential, that's I'm alive. Kach mekublani v'beitaba, I had a kabbalah from Dovid HaMelech. Atilu cherev chade bonachas al tadoro al yim na'adam min atfila. You can have a sword pressing against your neck. Don't give up. God can still help. Aye, God has put you in this condition. That's because the scale is being tilted on tzad chol. But there's another way to overcome this problem. Dump some mitzvahs on the other side. And he says to Yeshayahu HaNavi, give me your daughter for a wife. I'm prepared to do tshuva for what I did, not raising a family. And what did Yeshayahu come back to him and say, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Hini Mosif Chamesh Esrei Shana Al Chayecha. I just grant you 15 more years of life. Mother Cheskiu responded. He responded by saying, all you can tell me is what I did. But I have a potential, I'm still alive. I feel the chair of Chadim Unachas al Tzavol. There could be a sharp sword pressing against my neck. I'm not dead yet. I'm not dead yet, I have a potential to do things. I'm going to do things and sway the balance in my favor. Potential
to save oneself and save the world. That's the message of Cheskiah HaNavi, Cheskiah HaMelech, in response to Yeshayahu HaNavi.
But that's also the whole message of Rosh Hashanah. We Beinonim, there's still time to add to that part of that side of the scale to weigh it in our favor. Lolam Yirodo Mesatzo Chosi Chaya V'Chosi Zakai. I gotta do just one more mitzvah. That's gonna save me and save the world. You all remember the story of the martyrdom of Hosan ibn Tanir ibn Khadir. Not everybody fully understands the important part there. Great Tzaddik, his martyrdom, it is a story of the minor actor, the executioner. You all know the story. Something happened to him while seeing the martyrdom of Rabbi Hanina, and at the last moment, thank you, and at the last moment he asked, if I undo the damage I did to you. He had lowered the flame and he had put wet wool on his chest in order to prolong the agony. If I remove that, will you promise me a place in the world to come? The world to come means he wants to see a family. This Russia. And he said yes. From where you started, that suggestion that you're going to do something good is such a major change in your personality, that's tshuva. He did so, and the executioner jumped into the flames and committed suicide. Batko heard to say, Hanina and the Kratzenuri, the executioner, they are, they'll share a place with Olam Haba. There's the money in Olam Haba. So far, so good. Interesting story, and understandable. Baal Tshuva is measured from where he came. Shalom, shalom, lavokog, velakolog. But his Rohu is impressed more with the Rochog than with the Korov. The Korov was missing one mitzvah, but his Rohu says, Shema Zalena. Menuhu, one mitzvah you could have done and saved yourself and the world, I have no pity on you. But a Rochog who comes out of the depths, grew up where a big Yichus was a lobster dinner, where Shabbos is a time to go to the beach, and suddenly he finds himself interested in Shmirah Shabbos and Kashrus and Taras HaMishpocha. That's a long, long journey he had to make. That's a Rochok. Shalom, shalom, la Rochok. First comes the Rochok. God sticks his hand out Kaviyochol to welcome him. Well, this Kratzenuri, the executioner, had a long trip to make. So I understand our understanding of the theological consequence of sin and tshuva, we can justify that. That this executioner did something great at the end of his life. What's not so understandable is the comment in the Gemara, Bocha Rebbe. When Rebbe heard the story, Rebbe cried, Yesh kona olomo b'shoa achas. Yesh kol nolomo b'kamashon. So everybody learned pshat in the Gemara. It means he's impressed. You can earn your world, the world to come, in one moment. Very important message in what we are talking about. As long as you have the potential to do good, you can do tremendous good in 1 minute. But why Bocha Rebbe? Why was he crying? Should have said Paket. He was overjoyed. Somach Rebbe, Rebbe was happy that you can at the last moment undo the damage of years of being an executioner. What's the Bocha? Why is he crying? The crying was for lost potential. This execution obviously had the potential to do what he just did.
to be able to see the truth, to hear the kol shofar, which every human being heard at Maamar Har Sinai, not just we Jews. The kol shofar, chazak ma'od, Moshe, yedaber ve'elokim yanenu b'kol, and b'kolo shel kol echad echad, the Medrash says. The voice that everyone understood, each and every individual at his level understood the voice of Hashem. So this neshama, this tatsunuri, heard the voice, heard the sound of the shofar, but all his life didn't pay attention. And suddenly he heard it, and therefore acted the way he acted. So Rebbe cried and said, "Ah! Imagine this fellow had this great potential to do what he did at the last moment. What if he had heard the call of the shofar 20 years ago? He could have been a Rabbi Akiva, he could have been a Rabbi Chaim himself. Yesh kol olamo b'sha'achas, yesh kol olamo b'kama shanim." Don't compare the two. Sure, he did a great thing. Not the same as someone who's kol olamo year after year after year, does what Kadosh Baruch Hu said. And the crying was for the lost potential of this executioner. He had to spend his life as an executioner, but he had the potential to be a tzaddik. What a terrible loss. Who knows what kind of a tzaddik he would have been had he started 20 years ago. Okay? You girls have to get back to the Sir College. When's the bus leaving? Huh? You okay? Let me send them. Okay. That's the case who expanded into what I have a mark here, if time should permit. I mentioned in passing in this theme, which is really the theme of the potential of man. Potential of man to be able to do all mitzvot Hashem, to complete the whole garden. The potential to do another mitzvah that's machia et atzmo et kol olam lekashrus. The potential to do those mitzvahs that are a little uncomfortable. Like telling a friend, you can't behave that way. There's a lesson in potential from this leading edge of biological research that I made quick reference to before, the stem cell. The Kadosh Baruch Hu speaks to us through his Torah, also speaks to us through nature. Speaks Torah through nature. You know that from Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech said, "Lech el namola otzeo reid v'chel v'chacham." Lazy one, go study the ant society and you become wise. Wise in the Derech HaTovah. And the Medrash, beginning of Shoftim, records this in Shoftim b'Shoftim Tzielecha, meaning follow the discipline of Hashem as you learn from nature. The ant, because it's an invertebrate, can live only 6 months. Kol chayeh ein ela bov chadoshim. And all it needs to live those 6 months is chito o maksa. 1.5 grains of wheat is all it needs. And Shlomo HaMelech says, you break it open, an anthill, and you find stored there tremendous quantities of grain. Now the ant doesn't do things because of investing in the commodity market. Wants to go ahead and lined up all the week. It's interesting that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave it. Why did Kadosh Baruch Hu give the instinct to an ant to gather more food than it needs to live? Male, a man is stupid because he has to make his own decisions. So he spends his life gathering money which he can't possibly spend and giving up his life for money. But an ant is only doing what Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded the ant to do. Why did God command the ant to do this? To gather more food than it needs for its own life. And the answer is, is to teach man a lesson. What? Unbelievable language. Umra is if the ant could say, could speak, or think. Shema yigro olai chayim. I live 6 months because God says so. What if God would change his mind and say, okay, ant, live 5 years. I better prepare. Shema yigzel olai chayim. Unbelievable response in the Medrash. Messages for man. Maybe we have a sad historical lesson. And a happy one as well. Sad one is, who ever thought that Torah would depend upon American Talmidim or Israeli Talmidim? Torah was the property of Europe. That's where all of Torah was. The repository of Torah was Europe. Russia, Poland, Hungary. There were some people who somehow had the seichel to start building yeshivas in America. Shema Yitzhak Olai Chayim. What if we become the repository of Torah? And sadly, that's what happened. Europe is no more. We became the sole heirs to Kadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. Sometimes Kadosh Baruch Hu's Zohar Chayim, you have to be prepared to take the gzera. All of nature speaks to man. May this year, middle of May, I testified in Washington on the ethics of stem cell research. The Pope Yimach Shemo sent down emissaries to fight the loosening of the edict of the moratorium against embryological research in America. We have a moratorium that Reagan put on and Clinton renewed. And then there was a ruling by a committee of the NIH that stem cell research should be permitted. That's not in violation of the moratorium. Now, I mentioned to you that the stem cell comes from a fertilized egg. And the Pope has one mitzvah, thou shalt not abort. And went ahead and decided in his own stupid way that humanhood begins when the sperm enters the egg. And therefore to kill a sperm-egg union is an abortion. That killed all embryological research. So they had a kuzori, they had a debate in front of the committee headed by Dr. Shapiro of Princeton. And Baruch Hashem, I was the only one defending it on my wachi ground. And thank God, in the end of June, a ruling came down to permit, but not yet, permitted with some rules that have to be put in, which have not yet been put in. It doesn't work, it's not going on. But since there's a tremendous profit motive, as I'll explain in a minute, the companies have said, the heck with the government. We don't need government money. We can get private funding for doing what we want to do. What do they want to do? They want to take the stem cells, and Geron Corporation is one that discovered the embryological cell, called this stem cell. They just joined with the Dolly Corporation, who made the sheep in Scotland, to be able to take a mature cell from a sick patient, put it into an egg envelope, let it develop to the 140 cell stage, take out a stem cell, and give it back to the donor of the nucleus, the sick person, to correct whatever the stem cell can correct. You're putting up stem cells injected into the heart muscle, it'll grow new heart muscle cells and correct a failing heart. Don't do a transplant. You can put it into a liver and you get a fresh liver cell begin to grow. The potential is tremendous, so there's money, private money. They pay $20 million just for the know-how, which the Roslin Corporation doesn't even have yet, as far as we know, how to do it easily. Because the stem cell, even though it can make every other cell, may still have the antigenicity, and there'll be the rejection problem. But if I take the stem cell from the individual who needs the gefur, there'll be no rejection. The stem cell comes to teach a lesson. A stem cell becomes whatever its friends tell it to become. A special lesson, what the Rambam says in Hilchos Magen, you know that in the Yoso Shel Adam, it's an innate nature of man that is influenced by the environment. The stem cell comes to teach you, what will you become? Where do you hang out? Put me in a heart, I become a heart cell. Put me in a brain, I become a brain cell. Put me in a liver, I become a liver cell. Stem cell research comes to teach two big halachas today. One tells you to make a bracha with great kavanah. When you make Havdolah, when you say Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mavdil, then you swear la amim, when you make the bracha Shalom Asali Goy, you thank Kadosh Baruch Hu for giving us the Torah that allows us to live in this world instead of get caught with a Vatican halacha when the raping was going on in Kosovo. The Pope, Yimach Shemo, opened his mouth only once. You saw it in the New York Times editorial, an op-ed that a priest wrote. He came out with an edict, don't take the morning after pill, because it's an abortifacient. Not one word, don't rape. Only his Christians that were raping. Raping the Muslims. The only thing that got out of his mouth was, don't take the morning after pill after being raped, because that'll be an abortion. That's Kodesh ethics. Shalom Asani Goy, you learn from a stem cell. The fact that they oppose stem cell research and the halacha clearly is in favor of it is to let you know, Baruch Hashem, we're not goyim. That's also an affirmation that's important to make. They could have both gave us a Torah Semes, a Torah Chesed. Then it tells you, don't think you can go it alone. No man is an island unto himself. You're influenced by your environment. Here in the yeshiva, I can't speak of certain college, I don't know it well. Here in the yeshiva, you know, we consist of a whole bunch of islands. You can walk into the cafeteria and see what's printed on the polo shirts. That's one island, the printed polo shirt island. Then those who wear a dress shirt, even some people, God forbid, wear a tie. How you pick your group, that's how Kadosh Baruch Hu will count your mitzvahs, because inevitably, if you pick the wrong group, then you'll come out on average Joe College, 50% missing the one mitzvah that's machir lakaf schus. Beginning of Chodesh Elul, we began saying after Shachas and Ma'ariv and Sfardesh after Mincha, the Dovah Hashem over the Ishi. There's a strange verse there. Achash Sha'alti Meis Hashem. One thing I ask from God. Also Abakesh, that's what I will look for. I will search. Shifti Beveit Hashem Kol Yemei Chayai. I want to live in the Beit Hashem. The second half I understand. I want to live in a Beit Hashem. I want to live in a world that God made. I want to live in a world where Kol Pardosi Nasa, where the garden is full, properly tended. We have ethics and morals in all aspects of our lives. Business ethics, medical ethics, personal ethics. Fine. It's a good place to live. What does it mean? Acha sha'alti oso abakesh. What does that mean? Sha'alta ask for, abakesh I search for. There's a special tefillah here. There's no one sitting here in this room today that doesn't have the same goals. The acha sha'alti we all share. What do we want? We be a Torah, understand God's Torah a little bit better. We want to raise a nice family. We want success. Be able to support the family properly. Need good health to enjoy what Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us. That's a she'ela. That is what we ask of Kadosh Baruch Hu almost universally. But also avakesh not. Then you look back, what did you do to accomplish that goal? What means are you using to accomplish that? And you find that some strange thing. That my behavior lets me end up as average Joe, 50%, I just missed it. Comes now before Rosh Hashanah and Aseret Yemei Teshuva, you can sum up your task very easily. Check whether the acha sha'alti is being furthered by how you mevakesh, or what you're doing to search for the goal. If you find that the bakosha far exceeds, the goal far, far exceeds the means you're using to attain the goal, then it's time to start adding to the mitzvos that you can attain the goal. That last line most likely sums up everything I said tonight. Shirov at Sivach Simatova, Yes Hashem, may Kodesh Baruch Hu grant you the wisdom to search properly to attain the goals that you all want to achieve.
On behalf of SOI Impact, I'd like to express my deep appreciation to Rabbi. It is real close to all of us at Yeshiva University to be close to Gedolei Yisrael, to combine the best of Torah and Chochma as we've seen tonight. And I invite all of you please to join us from Washington in the future. Good night. I'm having Dami Meir right now.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm
sorry about all this. Yeah. Okay.
Hello.